What's up, guys? This is the Hurricane back for another episode of Warren's Inn. And it's capitalized, and nothing else really is. We are on the home stretch of episodes now.
The final
stretch, because after this, we're in our last five.
I thought we had 7 more weeks of school.
I thought we had 6 more weeks of school.
I thought we... Neither of us know a definite answer.
There are five or six more episodes
left after this.
But look, so we've had a plan for the last episode. And, you know, it's one of the things where I think once you see the timestamp of it, you'll know that's the last episode.
Yeah, because it's going to be like an hour.
Yeah. So,
but it's also just going to be like feng shui stuff.
What do you think feng shui is?
I think it's funny to say. And it's going to be fun. So, feng...
That's furniture placement.
Nah. Feng shui. I don't even know. How do you spell it?
F-E-N-G.
No. A? Feng shui? How would you spell it?
Feng shui?
It's feng? No, it's F-U-N-G-S-W-A-E. Feng shui.
Okay, no matter what, this is furniture placement.
No.
I played Animal Crossing New Leaf.
I ate an animal. No one, feng shui, also known as Chinese geomancy, is an ancient Chinese traditional practice which claims to use energy forces to harmonize individuals with their spirits. We're feng shui in that episode.
All right, whatever. Anyway, you said that you eat animals. The topic of eating. not the animals, though.
I like that you're always given the role of recovering from wherever I just went. It's kind of your job to be like,
yeah, pretty much. I don't know if you guys know this. I actually am graduating high school. My diploma that I will be getting says professional cattle wrangler.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
4 years. That's a good... That's a good 4-year job.
Very much. But so
and
we...
are going for a BSN in it.
Mm-hmm. A what?
A BSN.
What's that?
A bachelor's degree, I think.
You can't get those in high school.
No, I'm talking about like you're going for a BSN in it because you're going for more than 4 years.
Oh, okay. All right. look, y'all, I don't know nothing about nothing. But this fast food, I feel like everyone has their fair share of fast food stories. Most of mine happen with Frog Boy and drive-thrus.
Yes.
Because it seems like something about us two being in the car together
just makes the drive-thru start acting up.
Yeah. Like, I can't quote that audio here, but y'all know that one audio that's like the, can I get a slushy? And, okay, pull up. I didn't get to finish. That's exactly how it is just every single time.
My stories are going to be coming from mostly work experiences because I've worked. Well, okay, Longhorn isn't fast food, but you're going to hear some Longhorn stories probably. But I also worked at Fazoli's. I test drove Wendy's.
So, test drove?
Yeah.
How long is a test drive?
A test drive is when they kept saying they were going to pay me and they didn't.
So. Ooh.
A test drive is when they kept saying they were going to pay me and then they never paid me. So I left.
Wendy's conspiracies, y'all.
Yeah, Wendy's doesn't believe in paying people.
That's crazy. But you want to get started or me?
That's up to you.
I don't really care.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by his tail.
If he holler, let him go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Who'd you land on?
I wasn't using my finger. Oh, sorry. So, let's see. We're going to start with this. Some of the Fazoli stories are a little foggy just because how long it's been.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's the first one that I will always remember. So we had this guy who came in, drive up every afternoon. He ordered the exact same thing.
Okay.
So he already knew his total. He knew what his price was going to be. He knew what he was getting. Da, 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 da. So we had that's a different lady. There was one lady we had a button for, but since he came in through drive-thru, we just knew what he wanted. So he'd come up, his stuff would be the same price. He'd always, his stuff would be like $10. He'd give us a 20 and just be like, keep the change. So when I'm telling you, it became like it's 6 o'clock. He should be pulling in. Hey, can I take register?
Mm-hmm. Because you were so excited.
Hey, can I take register? Yeah, because I'm getting $10. I'm getting a $10 tip. can I say register? You wouldn't go do bread. You can watch your phone, listen to music. It's all cool back there.
Mm-hmm.
So, he would come every. I think he was like some type of FedEx driver, but he was super cool. But also, no one had ever like he was also a very straight to business man. He like you think if someone was there that much, they'd like talk.
Uh huh.
He'd pull up, hey, give the 20, get his food, leave.
Mm-hmm.
Not to keep the change, just to get his food. You hand him his food. I got your, he's gone. And then that's when people were like, oh yeah, he always just gives the change. And I was like, what do I do with it? And they were like, just keep it. It's like a tip. That's why at Michael's, I was so absurd when Robert was like, yeah, you can't keep change.
Mm-hmm. We don't deserve it. We actually can't even keep dollars we find on the ground.
And why would I and give even you a then, dollar I find on the ground?
And even then, if you were to find a coin on the ground, you're supposed to give that. But at that point, the managers are like, okay, look, bro, I'm not going to fight you for this quarter.
Why can't I have this dollar I rightfully found?
Nah, for real.
Because it's like something like it's company's money. No, it's not. You didn't find this dollar.
But all right.
What's your first fast food encounter?
My what? Ooh, it comes to mind. So me, Frog Boy, proving that study right, one day at a time. So me, Nari, Frog Boy, we go to Dairy Queen, right? We were all pay. Frog Boy is known for just never bringing his wallet to places you definitely need a wallet for.
Anywhere.
So anywhere. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be real with you. Child support could be due. And he'd be like, hey, can you pay for it? And I'm going to cash app you. Like, it's messed up. Anyways, so he was cash apping me. Nari was giving me cash. So we were all on my order. But the thing is, we're ordering. I'm like, dang, I do. Everybody was like ordering just like off what was in their head. Not how much it costs. So all of us are like. It was like, ooh, how are we supposed to know?
We might be running up a check right now.
How are we supposed to know how much everything is? Mind you, I forgot about receipts. I was like, how am I supposed to know about how much everything is? Dang. So I get up here, and we're at the little drive-thru thing. We're completing our orders. And I go, hey, can you let me know how much everything is? And this guy goes, you want me to tell you how much everything is? And I went,
yes,
oh,
please.
Well, sorry if it's a hassle. He went, the prices are on the menu.
So now
Frog Boy and Nari are giggling up a storm on some, well, you walked into it. You find what you ordered on the menu and you tell me the price. Because while I'm sitting here, I don't see nothing or nothing. I ain't comprehending none of these words. They're sitting here laughing up a storm like, oh, that's on you.
How much money do you owe me? That's on you.
You can sit here giggling and laughing.
Did they give y'all a receipt?
They did, but it was, we just had to figure it out. But so we're all like, all right, whatever. So we get up to the window and I'm like, we're up there, we're getting all our food. And I go, can I have a second copy of the receipt? And she goes, let me see if I can. Turns around, goes back in. And so now Frog Boy and Nari giggling again. Awesome. You just really like causing trouble for fast food workers. Everywhere I've worked has had a button specifically intended to reprint the last receipt. If it's that hard, you should never have someone's receipt printed before they get to the window.
But haven't you only worked retail?
No, I used to work at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, okay. I forget about that.
I've always had you can just reprint the last receipt. And if it's not the last receipt, you probably won't have to search for it.
Yeah, if it's not the last receipt, you need a manager. But why should you be printing receipts and the person's not at the window?
So I'm like, can I get a second copy of the receipt? She's like, I'll see if I can do that.
Reprinting a receipt means they paid. Correct?
Oh yeah, I had to pay. They were over the entire. They were like, "Yeah, just look at the receipt." So, hence why I need a second receipt. So never would ever we pull off. This was the end of the story. It's less about the fast food, but also, the reason I asked who was at the window is because I assume that at the drive-through you can see how much everything costs because it's showing it right in front of you, kind of like a register till.
Yeah.
So I was hoping he would read that back to me so that, like, the prices are on the menu. Hey.
Yeah. That's because...
Also, it wasn't one of those, like, Actually, I don't think any Wendy's has upgraded their technology to the point that McDonald's is at. McDonald's will show you how much everything is, what you've ordered, how much you just cost, right on it. You, my friend, are gatekeeping the information because ain't nobody in the car leave their order just as it was.
I know, like, a lot of places have, like, the part where it's, like, because for fast food and drive-thrus, you got, like, multiple tabs open. But you should not close out the receipt. Or, like, you shouldn't go so quick. But another Fazoli's encounter I had was, we had these slushy machines. They were really good slushies. You know, it got me slushy addicted for a while because they were free. But also, they weren't free.
Well, you worked there. So
but I was making
they were free
them
to you.
For myself.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where, like, I'd be mixing them and putting, like, syrup in it and stuff. And at one point, the manager was like, hey, you are having a lot of those. And if you keep having so many, we're going to have to start charging you. And I was like, so I started refilling the same cup. But basically, we had that and we had these cheesecakes.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a me story. One of the managers told me their clock, their pin.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do, because, you know, I don't care about rules. I would order, when I was on register, I would order my food, put everything in it so the kitchen could get it. Because I don't like being like a, hey, kitchen, could you make this for me?
Yeah, I got you.
So I'd order it, put it all in, it'd tell me the total, and then I'd void it all. So basically, I was robbing Fazoli's. But it would be like, I got the same thing. So I'd get like a chicken fettuccine Alfredo, an Oreo cheesecake, because they were Cheesecake Factory cheesecakes.
Ooh.
An Oreo cheesecake, and I didn't even put the slushy on there. But I'd put it all in, send it to the kitchen. They'd be like, this order's up. I'd be like, thank you. Just going to 2526. Take that out of there. Throw that receipt away. And I'm going to eat my food. And they never caught on, so... it became a like, what all can I get? I ordered a whole pizza once. I ordered a whole pizza. And nobody was ever like, did you pay for that pizza? I just sat on break, ate some of it, brought it back. And I was like, I'm taking this home. And they were like, okay. So, yeah. That's why I don't like going to Fazoli's anymore, because now I feel like I'm going to have to pay.
You feel like they're going to have like a tally of all the stuff that you've taken. They're going to be like, all right, bub.
All right. So here's all the things we noticed you were eating on break that mysteriously disappeared, and you're going to have to pay for them.
So on the topic of Fazoli's stories, I've never eaten at Fazoli's before, but I used to have a manager at Hot Topic named
Fazoli.
I'm going to call her Fazoli. Solely because I feel like the Fazoli Mafia may be listening. I know we have like zero listeners, but what if the Fazoli Mafia is just listening? And I feel like if I name drop her, they gonna find her. So I'm not gonna say her name. But so we would close together a lot, and a lot of the time she would give me a lot of her old Fazoli stories. But the thing is, they were never like normal stories. You know how Cat give stories in Victorious. She'd be like that. She was like, yeah, one day we were having a work event. It was supposed, and you know, we thought it was like symbolic Copra that we were gonna have this event. So we had like catered food and everything, and I was like a manager, and my manager told me that this was in fact not a corporate everything is paid event. She just stole the catering stuff. Like 100 things of like things and like big catering things, and was just like, well, I'm a manager's manager. Who are you to tell me I can't just take this catering amount of food and give it to my employees? And that's not it. Because she also had a second manager. Well, of course, you always have 10 managers. Another manager that would take money from the register. And I don't mean like a, oh, keep the change. I mean like a,
like,
oh, take, they just give you 100?
I'll take that.
I'm going to take that to the back. Who was the manager? Dang it. Oh, Fazoli Mafia, do not get her, bro.
We tried,
do
bro.
Not get her, bro. But so look, so like, she, baby, like, take it hundreds, bro, and just take it to the back. Or, you know, I don't know if you also take this to fast food. Well, you know, every night and the night you got to pull tills.
Yeah.
Because you can't just leave money up there while no one's in there. You need to lock that money away. They'd be doing that. And that manager would be counting the money and be like,
for me?
I'd be like,
money for Fazoli.
Da, 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 da. And then so she said that if that manager said that they went over a certain, like the store went over a certain threshold, they just kind of take the excess. As if it was like, you know, a savings account and they were taking interest off or something. But it's different. Because you, my friend, are a felon. There is no hee hee ha ha. Oh, I took some breadsticks. Oh, I took a slushy. You are a felon.
You were taking money from the register.
You are an entire felon. Of all the managers who got caught, I was informed that this one is in jail.
Yeah, because not he wasn't just taking, you know, like product. Like, that's like if one of the managers like took a piece of wood. Okay, you are taking money out of the registers
and then putting in how much money you have taken as you count the money, like a ta 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 ta. Okay, I've tallied this all up, so to put this in the system, actually I'm gonna take out what I just took.
So let's see, there was 100. They don't need 100. They can get 50. So I'm going to put 50 in the system.
Right.
That's illegal.
Because really illegal.
Also, they can
felon,
see.
Felon, felon,
what you
felon. Felon, felon, felon.
They can see what sales you made, how much money you put in. We had, I feel like every restaurant has that one person. Like, we had one, and I'm not going to say her name. But she, I'm going to try not to say her name.
Mine really just slipped. Like,
because... So we're working register. This was the day I had got in, and you know how every job has like the little older lady. She was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm not usually I let y'all be on my register. You know, I trust you, but you know, I can't lose this job. Like, da da da. You know, it's money going missing around here. You gotta sign in on your own." I'm like, I was already gonna sign in, but thank you. So. We hit this. There's this girl. She worked every day. She worked Monday to Sunday. Or Sunday to Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, same thing.
Uh-huh.
She was always at work. One day, I didn't see her. So I was like, oh, where's... We're going to call her John. I was like, oh, man, where'd John go? And they were like, John doesn't work here anymore.
Oh?
And I was like, huh? And they were like, yeah, we saw John... putting money into their bag. And I was like, oh, from where? They were like, it was the whole register. So we told John,
pause,
either you leave or we're gonna call the cops. And I was like, you gave John a choice? You gave-
wait, you mean
John,
like,
John was putting,
John took the entirety
the
of-
entire cat. John made a purchase because it was closing, so it was like 11 o'clock. John made a final purchase, scanned the stuff, and was taking the whole till and putting it in her bag. And y'all told John, either you leave or we're going to call the cops. That was all? Just left? Y'all were like, give me the money and you have to go now.
No. There is no, we call the cops or you leave. Yeah, you'll be leaving.
With the
we're
cops.
Yeah, you leave it with the cops.
So I guess John just left. John was just like, okay, guess I could leave.
That is.
And then I had this manager. I don't know if I've ever talked about him before, but I hated him. He would always be on this. He was like 30 something. He was like, I've been working at Fazoli since I was 14. I've never worked anywhere else.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
He's like, okay, you wanna pat you on the back? And he was like, yeah, so, you know, I take Fazoli's very seriously, da-da-da-da, you know, I'm cool, easy to get along with. And at first I was like, oh, okay, you know, really indifferent about him. But then the situation happened where I told him I needed a Saturday off. I told him, like, 3 weeks in advance. I was like, I need this Saturday off. Keep in mind, we only made our schedules 1 week at a time because they were stupid. But I told him 3 weeks in advance, I need this Saturday off. And he was like, when I texted him that, he went, we're going to call him John, too. Because
easy enough.
He was like, I was like, hey, John, I need this Saturday XYZ day off. And he was like, okay. You didn't say hey or anything. What if we said, hey, John, I need this XYZ day off.
Hey, John, shut up.
So I didn't respond to that because you're 30-something trying to tell me, be nice. No. So I was like, okay, he's gotten the message. He read that I said I needed this XYZ day off. He resent that said message. So I was like, okay. Didn't text back. XYZ date rolls around. Of course, I did not go into work. Because I told John I needed XYZ date off. So then he hit a, hey, you aren't here. And I was like, hey, John, I told you I needed XYZ date off. And he was like, no. Sent the screenshot and said, you didn't tell Terrell. And sent the screen. Well, he sent the screenshot and said, you didn't tell Terrell that you needed XYZ date off. You said, you sent this, and I said you needed to ask nicely. And I was like, I told you.
A grown man.
I said, hey, Terrell, I need the 25th off. You said, why didn't you say, hey, Terrell, how are you? Can I please have the 25th off?
You did it.
You resent the message. You resent the message. Why do you want me to then retype this whole message and ask? So then we had this whole thing, and he was like, you know, I don't have a problem with you taking days off, but when you do stuff like this, like, you know, it makes me feel like you're trying to lie to me and trying to say you told me that you needed this day off.
I did tell you that I needed this day off.
I told you, and you tried to hit a, say it nicer. And I was not going to say it nicer. And then I think that was, like, my final straw, because I think after that it really just turned into, like, a, okay, Terrell. And then I was like, oh, my lacrosse schedule is getting pretty busy, so not sure how much I'll be able to work, you know? And he was like, okay. And I just never went back.
I like, all right. Let's go ahead and go into our TikTok minute, because I got a lot of names to bleep today.
Too many.
Of course, it's just the same names repeated, but you know. Okay, so while I scroll through my phone looking for my TikTok for the TikTok minute, because I always save it. Like, in my heart, I always know what my TikTok for the next TikTok minute is, but that does not mean in my brain I know where it is in my camera roll.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure I know where mine is. Let's see. Well, I can't do that one.
I've got mine while you want to look. If you want me to go ahead and go?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not loading, but it's this girl, and she's pretty much McDonald's worker. It's loading now. So she's strutting out to her car. She's voguing the entire way, spinning. She walks up to this car, hits a couple of drops on it, going through all the motions, and you can tell she's about to get in this car and pull off and live her life. She's had a good day. Well, she probably have a bad day, and she was real excited to leave. Voguing all the way to the car. Camera person on point. She goes to the passenger door handle, pulls it open. There is a person on the inside,
and it is not her car,
and she looks like terrified. like because it's not even, because I want to imagine this from her perspective. So you're chilling in the McDonald's parking lot. McDonald's workers have stepped outside. One of them is voguing real hard, his camera person on her with the flash on. You like, dang, they coming real close. Man, they are coming real. Ooh, did she just drop on my car? And then all of a sudden, your door flies open.
And y'all are equally as shocked.
But even then, I can't have, like, full, oh, I feel so bad for her-ness in my heart. Because you did. So you either didn't see all that coming, like her voguing in the camera person, or you did see it coming and didn't think to yourself, let me lock this door.
Also, the car was already parked. So why were you sitting in a park in a parking lot with your door unlocked? That's on you.
Also, she didn't have her seatbelt on or nothing. Let her have had malicious intent.
You were chilling.
On her phone, too.
And this door was unlocked.
All right, you got your TikTok founded? Founded it.
Let's see. I think so. Hold on. Okay. So, my TikTok is... It's this one where it's like, he didn't get the part he wanted. Da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a thing of... When there's a play going around, you can call me evil, I don't care. When there's a play going around, I know there are theater kids who everybody can't be in the play.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see who didn't make the play. And I like to go see how they're doing. But this one was basically, the TikTok was this guy, and he was like, you chose her over me? Keep in mind, the role was for The Color Purple. And it was this was a white man. It was a black girl. He was like, I could have played it. And then he walks over to the camera. Like, after he's had this whole tantrum, the director walks away. He walks over to the camera. He goes, good job, Cynthia. And just walks away. And the girl is just like,
Cynthia.
And everybody's just kind of astonished because you're grown and you're acting like this. But I think this wraps up. A really magnificent.
Oh, hey, yeah, you got it.
How do you say magnificent in Spanish? Magnificent.
It may just be magnificent.
How do you say magnificent in Spanish? Magnifico.
Yeah. I'm ending it. Thank you guys for listening to the episode of Warren's Insanity.
Where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Bye-bye.
Bye.